the way they sit, the way they ask questions, the way they communicate with one another. It's all, we're all figuring that out, and it's going very smooth. They're a great group of guys. They study hard. They work hard. They're very intelligent. I'm blessed to have a group that is so intelligent. I think that's something that the organization really looks at when they bring guys into the program. They need to be smart. If they can't learn, they can't play. And these guys are really good at it, and I think it's going pretty smooth.
What are some of the challenges of following Dante?
I know Dante. I've known him for a number of years and have studied his work. I studied his work before I got in the league and had a chance to meet with him back then and have kind of interacted with him a little bit in my time in the league. And following him, you know, I mean, I have a job to do, and I'm trying to do the best I can every day. And, you know, I think the system is in place, so it's not like we're reinventing anything here. I'm trying to teach the system. I'm trying to teach it. I might use different coaching phrases, but it's the same stuff. It's the same technique, generally same offense, and I'm not changing anything, that's for sure.
What's the evaluation process like without pads?
Well, I mean, we're in the fundamental teaching stage right now, and you can still evaluate fundamentals, footwork, landmarks, hand placements, things that are important, body position, distribution of manpower, if you will, on pass pro, or how we fit into defenders on run game. You know, there's a lot of ways to evaluate. They're not as good as when a guy's making physical contact with another player, but there are ways to look at whether a player's making progress or not. I mean, just look at his feet. If his feet are moving with more of a power base and more bent knee power angles, you know he's making progress where he was standing up before. Something simple like that.
You mentioned, Dave, you work for other teams in the division. I'm just curious, we asked this players that come in here, kind of what's, now that you've worked here, is your perspective or viewpoint, how's it altered from what it was like when you were looking at it from the outside versus being on the inside?
Oh, well, I think I have a very good appreciation for the team. I've always had great respect for the program, and I don't think that's changed. I think it's actually enhanced because I am in the building, and I'm honored to be here. You know, you have a competitive, you're very competitive when you're playing against the team. Obviously, it doesn't matter who you're playing against, but to be part of it, I don't think my perspective has changed at all. I think I've known enough people that have worked here and enough people that have been associated with the program that I knew kind of how things worked here. I just wanted to be a part of it, and I'm thankful to have that opportunity.
Sorry if you've already been asked this, but how valuable is it to have those five starters back for the third year in a row now, with you coming in as a first-year head coach, or a first-year offensive line coach?
Well, you know, I mean, the dynamics, every offensive line coach wants a veteran flavor in the room, a veteran influence, all right? And I have veteran guys right now. But they're all working hard, and I don't know how it's going to work out, how it is. You know, I mean, I just think we work every day, and we try to gel as a unit and improve on what they did last year. And there's a lot of areas where I think that we can continue to work fundamentally and get better, each individual player. And if each individual gets better, we'll all get better as a unit. And me as a coach, you know, we're trying to, a lot of things we talked about, kind of work the communication. I mean, veterans, they're great. I love veterans, but there's a great opportunity here to work with some nice young kids who have a lot of talent and are very intelligent, and they're really hardworking kids as well. So, I don't know. I be honest with you, I got 13 guys in the room, and they're all working their tail off.